This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Andy and Adrian's podcast.
Now, we are very pleased to have the wonderful TV presenter, comedian, all-round nice guy, Mr. Charlie Pickering, on the line. How are you, Charlie?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're very well. Now, we haven't spoken to you in a long time. It's been a while between between chats.
We haven't reminisced about Steel Magnolias for quite a while.
You've changed your hair since we last talked.
Oh, really? Has it been that long?
It has. You've got sideburns.
The hair change is almost a year old now.
It's been a while. You're looking great. We are approving. We have publicly given you the tick of approval on the new look.
Well, thank you very much. And coming from the style headquarters that is the Joy FM Breakfast Show, that means a lot to me.
Oh, thank you. Now, Charlie, you are, I would have to say, one of the busiest men in the entertainment business. Not only do 7pm Project, you do Talking About Your Generation, you've got your comedy show, in between that you've written a book, and you just keep doing more and more. Like, how do you balance all this?
Well, that's part of my gift, is to make people think I'm the busiest person around. I just make it look very difficult, so everyone says, "Oh, you must be very busy. You seem very stressed."
Tell us about your comedy show. You've got one coming up in the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yes, the show is called Rodeo Burka Circumcision.
Excuse me. Say what?
Let's backtrack a little bit on that third comment. Circumcision. Yeah. Is that part of your show?
Yeah, there's, at this stage there's a small discussion about circumcision as part of the show.
Charlie, look, I wouldn't call it small. Don't. Honestly, you really should talk yourself out. It's okay. Don't be so mean to yourself.
It's basically, the idea of the show, this is what happens when you do a comedy festival show. You decide you're going to do a comedy festival show, and then months and months before you've got your show ready, they ask you what the name's going to be. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at the list of things that I thought I might want to write jokes about, and I picked out three words that were next to each other on the list, and it was Rodeo Burka Circumcision. and I thought, that actually sounds quite catchy. And then I figured out, well, I'm now going to have to make a show that covers all of those topics and more. And they're great. Just saying Rodeo Burka Circumcision, it sounds controversial. It isn't, but it sounds really controversial.
Sounds great. It sounds like you could remix that into a great track that we would end up playing on Joy in no time. It sounds great.
If you enjoyed Barbara Streisand, Burka Circumcision.
You're talking our language. I tell you what, if I saw that on the comedy board at the Town Hall, I'd be like, I want to see that show.
Yeah.
That stands out for me.
Now,
it's very good fun. And talking about circumcision gets a very interesting response from the audience. It's a divisive topic.
Really? Wow. Are you circumcised?
I am. Yeah.
I was sure, well, he's talking about it in his show. I was sure.
Well, fair enough, Adrian, but maybe.
Neither are. We're good Catholics. I'm not sure whether that was allowed in our faith or not. I'm not sure.
I do live in Balaclava, though.
You do? Yeah. So, you know, any moment now, Andy. you could lose it. Hey, but around all of that, you are also supporting a great initiative called The Power of Good. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I think we'd all agree it's been a pretty heavy start to the year, particularly from a news point of view, with all of the natural disasters and everything that's been going on. And what we're doing on 7pm, in conjunction with Reader's Digest, is we're telling positive stories all week, because there is real value in telling positive stories that make you feel good, and also there's real value in doing good deeds for fellow people. So we've got all week on 7pm, we've got amazing stories about ordinary Aussies doing extraordinary things, and they're wonderful stories. We've got a story, a guy called Ollie Pickett, who's a retiree, who makes 300 wheelchairs a month for disabled kids in developing countries. And the whole thing is that he's made 18,000 wheelchairs so far.
That is brilliant. That is fantastic.
You know, he's, stories like that, people that just take the time and make the effort to really make a difference for other people. And we're talking about that all week on 7pm.
Great. Now, when you were in year 12, there was an incident that you had at a train station. Do you want to share that story with us?
Oh, yeah. I was out. Here's the embarrassing part. I was out rollerblading in the city.
That's very Xanadu of you.
Yeah, that's never gotten cool. No matter how many times I go and see Starlight Express, it just doesn't get cool. But I was out. I was rollerblading in the city, and my mate and I were running late for the train home, and a homeless guy who was sleeping rough on the street. Asked me for some money, and I gave him whatever I had in my pocket. It was, you know, maybe $3 or $4 in my pocket. I figured it'd mean more to him than it'd mean to me. Mm. And I never really thought about it again until I was 4 years into uni, and I was running late for a job interview at a big law firm where I desperately wanted to work, and my train had been late, and I'm running along the street, and then I get stuck at the lights, and this old guy comes up to me, and he recognized me, and it was the same homeless guy that I'd met all those years before, and he said, "Hey, I remember you helped me out that time. Thanks very much. It meant a lot to me." Oh. And it was like my good omen going into the job interview. Isn't it gave me a great story to tell in the job interview.
Yeah, you looked good.
Yes.
And you got it.
That
is great.
Brilliant.
What a great story. Wow, that's fantastic. The power of good. If you want to share your own stories, you can go to powerofgood.com.au and tune into the 7pm Project as they just share good-hearted stories throughout the week.
Which is really, really good to see. And obviously you can catch 7pm Project at 7pm on Network 10.
Thanks for listening. For more, go to andyandadrian.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.